next to the bottom here. Got some. How about a couple of those big guys again?
On a busy corner of the University of Michigan campus, there's an area of lawn that's roped off with yellow construction tape. Ladders and scaffolding are strewn about, and there's a heap of tree saplings. Sculptor Patrick Daugherty is fashioning these saplings and sticks into towering structures that are shaped like huts. They look like something that might spring out of the forest floor in a fairy tale. Patrick Daugherty looks almost bird-like, with a feathery plume of white hair atop his head, as he crouches in the arched opening of one of these huts, weaving the sticks as a bird would weave a nest. He's working on building 10 of these structures, arranged in a circle.
I'm hoping that I'll, by an arrangement of openings and shapes, and the capacity for people to walk from one of these elements to the next, that it will really excite people's imagination.
Right now, he's using a thick stick of dogwood to shape and sculpt an outcropping of twigs.
They're not only sticks from your backyard, but they're really also a whole kind of a variety of lines, both big, small, tapered in one direction, forked. And, you have all these in your repertoire to try to create an illusion that captures people's imagination and stirs them up, just like you would with a drawing.
Patrick Daugherty travels around the world, weaving sticks into these large walkthrough sculptures. His work has sprouted up in Ireland, Japan, and various locations in the United States, including Indianapolis, Oxford, Ohio, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and now Ann Arbor. Daugherty creates his sculptures on site in about 3 weeks with the help of volunteers, some of whom are formally recruited to help, others are just interested passersby.
Are they the dogwoods? Yeah, we can have those. I mean, I talk to people that come up all the time. There's no studio doors to close here. And some of those people fade right into being volunteers because they just want to see what it's like. They want to get a stick and bend it and see how you do it.
A handful of people are here today, passing him sticks and otherwise lending a hand.
Right.
Samuel Rast is 7 3/4. That 3/4 is important to him. He's busy digging 6-inch wide holes.
We're going to put sticks around them to make that that big house thingy.
Unlike many artists, Daugherty enjoys talking and exchanging ideas with his spectators and volunteers, even though not all of them can agree on what the creation looks like.
What does this thing look like to you?
Like mushrooms.
Something like a wine bottle.
To me, they relate very much to birds' nests. And
it looks like a bottle.
Spaces that you might find in the woods naturally occurring.
Some little houses, could be teepees.
You know, I think a good piece of work actually is one that causes a wide range of associations, and maybe my public has informed me about what this work is about, because many of their associations are about their significant moments with nature. We did live with sticks for about 2 million years before we turned to Lowe's or home quarters to buy our building materials. So, you know, we do have it somewhere in our psyche, our common consciousness. We must know about sticks.
Maybe that's why his work gets people thinking about spaces and about nature. Mary Craig is the arts coordinator for the University of Michigan. She invited Daugherty to campus.
I think for me, this kind of artwork really makes me think about building materials and where I live and what kind of environment I'm in. So environment in a very broad sense of the word. And it kind of makes me think about the fact that I live in a house with 4 square walls and how it would be different if I lived in something that's more like what a bird lives in.
And to create this nest-like art, Patrick Daugherty says he had to discover what the birds and beavers know.
You pick up a stick and you find a good place for it. You know, you're not looking at a place and then discovering what stick belongs there.
Patrick Daugherty is now at work in Evanston, Illinois, where he's building a similar piece at the Evanston Art Center near the lighthouse. If you're in the area, you can stop by and lend a hand. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney in Ann Arbor, Michigan.